Lord Mandorle joined her there.
Salamandastron has always protected the western shores of Moss Flower Country against foe beasts and wrongdoers. Of late, we have been fortunate to live through long, peaceful seasons, but it has not always been thus. Many times we have taken up arms against invaders from both land and sea. I myself prefer the peaceful life. Besides being a warrior lord, I have learned to study. I have educated myself in the legends, lore, and history of this mountain, its various rulers, and our proud traditions.
Tyria could feel the soft night breeze caressing her face and the heat from the glowing forge upon her back. She chanced a sideways glance at the badger lord, well believing that he was a fearsome warrior with his formidable size, firm thrusting jaw and quick-hooded eyes. However, there was no doubt by his words that he was a creature who possessed both knowledge and wisdom. Mandorle pointed out at the sea, directing her gaze.
Look there, Tyria, slightly north and straight ahead, between the bay and the horizon. What can you see?
She peered into the night sea intently.
What am I supposed to be looking for, sir?
The badger was moving away from her as he replied.
The tide has started to ebb. Keep looking if you want to know more of the High Queen Rulaine.
Tyria was totally taken aback.
Lord, how do you know of the Rulaine?
Tyria turned to ask the badger more, but she was facing an empty room. He had vanished.